Today, I want to talk about the shape of the US yield curve and what's been happening there, and lead then into an issue which I encountered with the Fed in January when I went to Jay Powell's presentation. And this is the issue of symmetric inflation targeting and why I think that topic is going to become more important as we get into the later part of this year and certainly into next year. So back in October 2017, Patrick Harker, who is the president of the Philadelphia Fed, gave an interview to Bloomberg and talked about the importance of the shape of the US yield curve as an indicator of future US recessions. And he said that the Open Market Committee was clearly looking at and closely looking at the shape of the yield curve to make sure it didn't invert as they were tightening monetary policy. We did a piece about the effect of the US yield curve on the US economy at that time. And what we concluded based on the previous 40 years of data is it wasn't when the yield curve inverted, that is to say the yield curve taken as the US 10-year bond yield and the 90-day bill yield. It was when the US 10-year bond yield was less than 50 basis points higher than the 90-day bill yield. That seemed to be the most effective indicator of future US recessions. And we found that the lead on the data last century was 5 quarters. The lead on the data this century was 8 quarters. But really, that's too small a sample. So we concluded as the lead is between 5 quarters and 8 quarters. Now, the problem with that is that the yield curve fell below our 50 basis point mark on the 14th of December last year, when it fell to 43 basis points. And it's continued to tighten, it's continued to flatten. So right now, the most recent number provided by the Federal Reserve economic database is 16 basis points. So that means now for 4 months, we've been below that target, our target level of 50 basis points. And that means that we believe that you will have a US recession, or at least a soft landing, starting between the second quarter of 2020 and the first quarter of 2021. Now, I think, of course, the Fed knows exactly the same thing, and I think that contributed enormously to their decision to stop putting up rates in January this year, and that's what I think I was seeing when I went to the presentation by Jay Powell. But the other thing I saw at that presentation, which I hadn't been aware of, was a change in policy that had occurred the previous month about how the Federal Reserve talked about its own inflation target. The Fed's inflation target is 2% based on the personal consumption deflator. There's a whole bunch of reasons why I could talk about why that's more valid than, for example, targeting the GDP deflator, but I want you to stay awake, so I'm not going to talk about that perhaps another time. Right now, we are below that personal consumption deflator of 2%. So we haven't hit the target yet. We came very close at the end of last year, but we'd kind of be expected to hit the target later this year. But what Jay Powell talked about in the presentation I went to is that for the very first time, and I didn't realize the Fed had only started talking this way the previous month, was about symmetric inflation targeting. And symmetric inflation targeting means that they are prepared for the PCE deflator to be above that target for as long as it was below that target. Now, it turns out that they've underachieved that target for pretty much most of the last 5 years. And Ben Bernanke, in a piece that he did for the Brookings Institution last year, said that the total, if you added up all of the changes to the price level, that is to say from the index, not the rate of change in the index, from that undershooting of the target in the in recent years, it meant that right now the PCE deflator was about 5% lower than it would have been if they'd hit that 2% target year after year after year. And he talked about the possibility of letting it just move up 5% so that you caught up with that previous target. Now, moving up allowing the price level to rise in the United States has a number of important positive results. One is it allows the debt to GDP ratio in the US to fall by that 5% of GDP, and that reduces the need for future taxes and other things. So it's not a bad idea. So what I think is going to happen is as we go forward through this year and next year and inflation rises above the target of 2%, the Fed is still going to do nothing in response. It's still going to keep the Fed funds rate where it is right now at 2.5%. And the idea will be that that is achievable under symmetric inflation targeting because they want to get the price level up to where it would have been if they'd been hitting the target all along. And as I thought about that, I realized that that fits in pretty well with the forecast of the yield curve. Because if you're the Fed and you looking this indicator of the yield curve, and they are, and they believe, as the data says, that they're going to have a slowdown or a soft landing or a growth recession between the middle of 2020 and the beginning of 21. The big problem that the Fed has always had in achieving those slowdowns and keeping them a soft landing, not a hard landing, that is to say, the difference between a soft landing is when the economy is still growing but unemployment is going up, that's also called a growth recession, or a hard landing where output is into negative territory and unemployment is going up rapidly. Last time we had the hardest hard landing in 70 years. Okay, so how does the Fed deal with that issue? How do they guard against that issue? Well, what they should be doing to achieve that is reducing the real Fed funds rate as we approach that point of the US economy going into that growth recession to make sure that they provide support to the economy. And how should they do that? Well, symmetric inflation targeting is a really smart way of doing it because if you are keeping your short rate stable and inflation is going up for a short and predictable period of time, what that means your real Fed funds rate is falling. And that means you're delivering support to the US economy at exactly the point you need it in 2021 to stop the US economy going into a hard landing or a full recession.